Great to have you company this morning on Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heveron taking you through until 9 o'clock this morning. 1-300-736-736 to join us on the phone. Off the temper text as well, 0433 98 11 16. I think the overwhelming answer about borrowing a caravan is a no, King.
No,
I think we can
no.
draw a line through that. Either get your own caravan or hire a motorhome instead. Trent's just backing that up as well. Our feature guest, though, on the McCafe menu today, as we continue to work our way through coaches right across the competition, and we're so grateful for their time, obviously, in the off-season, but good chance for us to talk about a number of things, not just about how the team went on the weekend and what's coming up, but about the way footy's played, about they're looking the way that they're looking to play their footy, and a whole lot more. The coach of the Suns, Stuart Jew, joins us this morning as our feature guest. Stuart, thanks for your time.
No worries at all. Good morning.
What do we find you up to this time of year?
Well, it's been pretty bit of a different year, but just having a little week off before we start again. So that's been nice, but the off-season's been a bit of a strange one with waiting for the rules and regs and list changes. So just navigating through that.
Stuart, thanks for your time. How difficult is that? Because we've been talking with a couple of clubs, and when I see the Sydney Swans make a small mistake with whether they can re-rookie or whether they can automatically rookie one of their players, and we've got Essendon, you know, having some turmoil for getting maybe the regulations wrong on the salary side of things over the last couple of weeks. How difficult has all these little nuanced changes been for you?
I guess it's just trying to get your communication and right with the players and taking your time, not rushing into it. So we've got a couple of guys that have, you know, made the sacrifice or, you know, allowed us to make those list changes to get guys onto the rookie list, and just keeping them informed as to why, and then obviously, you know, they're really understanding as well. Essentially, the rookie list is different to what it used to be, as we all know, and they've still got, all they're after is the playability, and we've got that, so that's the main piece of the puzzle. But trying to communicate with guys that are all over the place, it can be difficult, but we do our best.
We've spoken to three or four coaches over the last week or so, and it's just been great to talk about them. And look at your coaching history so far. You've had the three seasons in the main seat there with all the pressure in the world, and it's probably turned the corner a fraction, do you think, over the last sort of 6 months or so, that you're now starting to come out of that growth phase that can take you right up the ladder? Is that a fair call?
Yeah, we definitely feel that we're at that point. And obviously, the first year was, wouldn't say a write-off, but it was very much get in. Some key pillars at the footy club were having their first year, and we were looking at what's there and what do we need to do and how deep we need to cut. And we clearly cut very deep, and therefore our second year altogether was tough. We were young, but we were establishing some foundation. So last year we thought we made some ground, particularly physically. It was the right time for us to have shorter quarters and less games, to be honest. A lot of our guys were able to get in full seasons and feel the rigours of that, and we think that'll hold us in good stead coming back into what we foresee as being a normal season.
How long does that process take, Stuart? When you come in as the new coach, and you've had a couple of years now, is there a time frame you can put on having the team play the way that you want, building up physically and all that sort of stuff, or is it still now very much a work in progress?
On reflection, I think it definitely takes a minimum two seasons. Now, I can't talk for others. I've obviously worked at other clubs, but they've been in different situations. But for us, it very much felt like it will take 2 years to, because even to get them playing how we all want them to play, you're still turning over the list in the first 12 to 24 months. So you're continually integrating players in, but we certainly feel like we've now got our group. And obviously then you're just adding pieces of the puzzle that you think you need. And, you know, for reasons why we went and got Brandon Ellis, Hugh Greenwood, Rory Atkins, and even Oleg as a player who's been in the system, we've got a lot of young players and we wanted a little bit more maturity.
So is there still a level of interest to go and get someone like a Jacob Townsend or that type of player that is not necessarily going to cost you the world in terms of finance and just can add to your football club?
Yeah, there definitely is, and we're working through that currently. And, you know, obviously a player like Jacob's been around the block, and we had a couple of guys, you know, George Holland-Smith and Anthony Miles, that although externally people might sit there and say, well, they didn't play a lot of footy, but what they added to the club on a day-to-day basis is immense, you know, for our culture and you know, we've now got two fantastic characters as past players that the players love, and we've got really good connection with them. And Jacob's obviously a premiership player as well, and you know, I think that having those players in your locker room can be really beneficial.
When did you have to make those calls, given that the draft's only, what, a week and a half away now? When would you have to make a call on Jacob?
Yeah, well, I think we're just doing a bit of work on, I guess, the final list with Craig Cameron, who's done a fantastic job with not only turning the list and managing the list, but then navigating through this period where a lot of uncertainty and waiting for the regulation. A lot of paperwork for him, but he's done a fantastic job. So that would be in the next period.
He was a bit stressed, I think, last week when he was worried about what the list size was going to be and how much the salaries were going to drop by, what percentage, because the bulk of your list was committed, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had the the most committed and just in a paperwork sense, and I think that managing that was difficult, and that's why I think, you know, a few guys that have allowed us to then put them to the rookie list or obviously commit to redrafting them is really important for us, and we're thankful, and we think that that's a good sign for the footy club. But those stories are around the league as well.
Stuart Jew joining us this morning as our McCafe feature guest. COVID's obviously been a challenging year for all of us across all businesses, Stewie. The losing of players, losing of people, I should say, within your own footy department, assistant coaches, footy staff, etc. How has that affected you, and how will that affect you going forward?
Yeah, it's been a difficult one. I think when it first happened, it was a bit of a blur, really, after round one, and we got everyone into the footy club on the Sunday, and you know, I didn't fully grasp the impact it was going to have, or the time frame, and how long lasting it was going to be. And I think 2 weeks earlier to that point, we thought, yeah, maybe the comp will shut down for 3 weeks, but there was never a talk of stand down. And I think in Australia, we probably didn't even know what that meant, unless you're in the legal fraternity. So it was a bit of a sudden jolt. And then, you know, I guess you're trying to wade through decisions. We're looking at our list. We had to make some priorities, and particularly on the physical part, because we think for us to develop and continue, we didn't want to compromise in our high-performance department. And so that was our priority, essentially. And then we had to work our way through there.
We're talking a lot about lists and those sorts of things, and I just want to step outside of that a fraction if we can, Stewie, just to talk about the actual football club. How do you become a football club that builds a culture that's, you know, similar to the Sydney Swans, which you were a major part of, the Hawthorn Football Club, Port Adelaide, those sorts of environments? How do the Gold Coast get to that point?
Yeah, I feel like we've got our core group of players that are visibly and contractually committed, and we went through this the other day with Craig and senior figures at the footy club, that we feel like our core of our group are in, and I think that's your starting point, because then you can start to shape it along with those players. And as you know, as leaders of the footy club, we need to make sure we create that environment, but the players need to grab onto it and take it to the next level. And we certainly feel with our leaders that they're now seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. We're able, obviously, last year to climb off the bottom and get to 14th. Now that we've got to make sure that we, you know, a lot of clubs get to this point 2 or 3 years in a reset or rebuild, and just got to be aware of where we're at and make sure that we continually improve. But the players are a big part of that, and I think, you know, we're really proud of our group, guys like Witsy, Dave Swallow, Tuke Miller, Alex Sexton, that committed to the footy club probably at the lowest point and committed to seeing it through.
We've spoken. What about yourself personally? Like, we've spoken to a few coaches, as I said, over the last week or so. You know, John Longmire said he just needs a bit of a break. Luke Beveridge is a reader. He just wants to upskill himself. Clearly, you can't travel overseas this year to find that next edge, that next bit of information to complete, you know, you as the best version of yourself. What are you doing in this off season? Chris Fagan said he was going to sit by the pool in a G-string and catch some rays. I know that won't be. I know.
Wow.
That won't be. That won't be your
I
go.
Can't help Fagan with that one. No.
I didn't think that'd be your go, nor mine either. To be fair, what are you doing to become the, you know, to improve yourself or to become the best version of yourself as a coach?
Yeah, Yeah, I think I do like reading at the moment. I'm actually reading the Steve Smith Men at the moment, which is quite interesting around the Australian cricket culture, and I've really enjoyed that. So nearly knocked that one over in the last couple of days. And just having, you know, this week off before we start again, just away with family and a couple of other families from school. And I think just recharging really after the year that's been. So a little bit less about educating, but more that recharge and trying to connect our staff. We had a whole of club day the other day, which was really important because during the period of bubble loss, we lost connection with the admin because they weren't in the building for 6-7 months, and they did so much fantastic work for us in the membership sense. And obviously with Metricon Stadium hosting 40 to 50 games, everyone was really worn out. So I think that, you know, the recharge and reconnect has been our focus this off season, and I'm certainly a part of that. But yeah, spending a little bit of time trying to surf, but got a little bit sharky this morning, so I got out.
It's probably a good thing, I think. Stewie, just from a club perspective, it may be a small thing to some, but for the Suns, when you had the opportunity to play a standalone Thursday game in the middle of the year, it seemed like a big thing for your footy club to get that opportunity on a national level.
Yeah, I think, and as obviously our leaders and corporately for the club, it was really important. We didn't build it up too much with the players. You know, we kept that. I mean, they're aware of it, but we didn't want to overcook them in terms of the expectation, because it was a different year also, so we understand that part. But we also, you know, whether it was a Thursday night or a Sunday twilight, we want to put on a good show and play as exciting and competitive footy as possible. But, you know, we would have loved to tick that one over against the Bulldogs. We played some good footy that night, but it wasn't to be. They got over the line. But I think that the players did walk off with a bit of a buzz around, and it was a bit of a game where we thought, well, actually, we can choose to win here. It's not whether we play at our absolute best and the opposition need to be down a little bit.
How often, Stewie, do you play with the magnets and just put that magnet of Matt Rowe back into the midfield and say, okay, this is... I mean, I'd imagine you do it a bit, whether it's mentally or, you know, literally. I'd imagine you'd say, gee, this is actually starting to look like something that can take us somewhere.
Yeah, I think, you know, we weren't... It's funny, we weren't surprised with what he did, but then what went on reflection, you know, the impact he had was really large. And, you know, all those guys that came in last year, and obviously Noah even, you know, his year was underrated, and obviously we were a little bit biased, but not to take anything away from Caleb, but, you know, he had a fantastic season, and clearly up there in the Rising Star Award. So we've got a couple of mature boys that could come in, not just play, but impact games. And I think that's, you know, you can fast-track your footy club if you're able to get a couple of these young players in that are, not, you know, you're not bringing them in on the outskirts for a year or two. You know, they're straight into the oven and thriving. So we're quite lucky in that regard.
Just got a little bit of feedback on the text machine here. How big are the Sharks up there? If they're looking at you, things are getting pretty nasty up there, brother.
Well, just the North Stradbroke Island at the moment. So to me, yesterday there was just dolphins everywhere, and I think it's a bit of a myth that when there's dolphins, there's no sharks. But fins kept breaking the surface, and you do heart skip the beat.
You're a risk taker.
I think on that note, it's a good enough excuse for us to stay out of the water, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Stewie, thanks for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. We're so grateful for the time of you and all of the coaches who are talking to us each morning on SEN Breakfast. So good luck for next year.
No, thanks for having me.
Go on, Stuart.
Stuart Jew, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns.
He's a ripper.
Bit to unpack there, Kingy. We'll do that straight after the news.
He's got a great sense of humour, Annie.
Oh, he sure does. Yeah.